This is the Global Podcast Network, where executives and professionals connect, share, and inspire. Stay tuned for the conversations that drive success.
Welcome back, everyone. If you found us, I have to believe you did for a reason. You're listening or watching this podcast because you were searching. You found some, you typed in a couple of words. We came up. Or if you want to go a little woo here, the universe presented it. And I know it's kind of sometimes hard to fathom that, but there's an old adage of saying that, you know, when the student is ready, the teacher shows up. I can say that because that's exactly what happened at the time I needed it in what we're about to talk about. These modalities helping you heal. We're going to look at your mind versus the spiritual side of you. And whether you want to recognize it at this time, you have a spiritual side. Your mind is saying, I got to get this stuff done. I got to succeed. I got to take care of the family. I got to do all of this. Your spiritual side is saying, whoa, wait, hang on there. You need some peace and calm. You're missing that in your life. We're going to look at both of those and potentially find ways to achieve them. She helps people with that all the time. She is somebody that owns a wonderful wellness center called Infinite Healing and Wellness. It's a holistic boutique. And she's given us so much deep insight so far. We're going to get more today from Colleen Brindley, who's back on the program. How are you doing today?
Thanks, Steve. So nice to be here. Thank you.
Wonderful to have you back here. I'm not even sure where we start, whether it's with the mind side or the spiritual side. I'm going to throw that ball up to you.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's such an interesting conversation because on Earth, we've been driven by hard work. You know, work, family, success, money, and none of that's a negative. But unfortunately, when anger, sadness, comparison get in the way, we get a lot of ailments. And so we get a lot of people with tension, stress, overwhelmed, conflict, and that doesn't brew for great health. So my job has been to quiet the minds of individuals, get them into a place of surrender, to stop controlling everything around them. And when people are in that peaceful state, we call that their spirit, the love part. Their spirit remembers to connect in love with all people. And so that involves faith and releasing worry and emotions and all of that. But the mind is very strong. You know, and when we were younger, when you look at children, they're creative, they're inspired, they are playful, they're moving. And something happens to us over time where this mind takes over when we create monotony and routines to keep us safe and content, but not necessarily happy. So I found as I worked with individuals and used a variety of tools to quiet the mind, their spirit came forward, the highest part of their being, and guided them to renew their interests in art, music, dance, playfulness, moving, and all of those things brought greater happiness, better health. And so I thought I'd share some of those tools today with how do we quiet this mind and bring our spirits forward?
So many questions for you, Colleen.
Yeah.
And thank you for identifying that a lot of times when we're trying to figure this stuff out, it leads to illness and dis-ease within us. I was aware of it. Didn't even mention it.
Right.
With the mind part and that mind aspect of us. Yeah, I got to make money. I got to do this. I got to.
Yeah.
Is that essentially a lot of the ego coming in there?
Well, and I think, you know, we're wired to have drive, to be self-disciplined, be successful. But when you start comparing your life to someone else's, it can be distorted, right? Because some of us come to be the artists, some come to be the bankers, you know, some of us come to be the healers. So when you look at a spirit, your soul has a plan. And if you tap into that plan, you're going to have more success, more contentment, happiness, love. But oftentimes we just block that deeper part of us and get stuck in what we are seeing, comparisons. And so, again, how do I tap into my spirit? Because when the mind and our spirit is so disconnected, usually we have more anxiety, more depression, more isolation, impulsiveness, you know? So we have to close that gap and get each person to listen to their heart, their spirit, and connect. And so the mind, you know, it's a beautiful thing. It's perfect. But unfortunately, over time, we've lost a lot of functioning of our brains. We're still using under 15% of the brain. If you look back historically, levitation, telepathy, that's all kind of things we could do. But I find our brain compared to children is not functioning at that rate. But if we quiet it down and listen to our hearts, all of those things can come back. And so how we do that is, again, first, we want individuals to find that peaceful home, that peace within. And exercise is still the number one thing. So although we're talking about a spirit, a soul, we go back to the physical. And when you move your body, you get oxygenation to the brain, you get feel-good endorphins, you get the brain waves to calm down, and we actually are more productive and more efficient. And so again, sometimes as a spiritual center here, people are very surprised that I bring up exercise in the primary tool to quiet the mind. But when we regulate ourselves, we really have a clearer direction. So usually we start with exercise. And, you know, a lot of times your mind will tell you, I don't have time, right? I'm busy. You know, I got to work. I got to make money. And again, those are realistic things. Yes, on earth, it is a place of work and making money. But really, when we get clients to really start this exercise routine and do something they never really thought that they could find time for or actually do 60 minutes on an elliptical. Oh, you're a spiritual center. But honestly, they make the most gains. Their spirit comes forward and guides them. And they have more peace and regulation to deal with all of the challenges that Earth could present. So again, I know we have words like ego and mind and thoughts, but if we can get those thoughts to shift to a quieter, loving, more optimistic, positive thought process, that energy will create. People will start to create abundance. So again, we try to really get people to take the time for self so that they can create abundance. Again, sound and vibration. When tuning forks are this old ancient wisdom. When somebody used tuning forks to quiet every cell, all their brain waves, they're in this peaceful state, that vibration allows, again, the mind to be quiet with the spirit coming forward to create and do what they came to do, which, again, may not be what their neighbor, what their parents decided, you know, that what their mind is telling them. So we're really looking for that inspiration in spirit, using their creativity, but we need some support in getting us there. So again, we're real big on using sound and vibration to support people in getting there.
I relate to everything you're saying here. And as a matter of fact, my friends and I, we make commitments to ourselves and we hold ourselves accountable. So it could be, you know, a week. Hey, how you doing with that?
Right.
You know, did you take care of that? My commitment, not about me, but this illustrates your point.
Yeah.
My commitment is to improve my physical health, spend more time at the gym, be more intentional. I've been saying it for months, by the way. And then one of the men that I'm connected to says, well, you know, why? Like, why are you pushing that? And I said, because I know me. And apparently from what you're saying, this is a thing that once those chemicals are released, You feel better. You feel better about yourself. The other things start to fall into place. And that's just one thing. We're just looking at, you know, fitness. There's other things, as you talked about, sound and vibration all of that. I want to ask you this question before we go on to the other things that we can do to get this done. Would you say that if we can quiet the mind and maybe temper it a little, so it's not freaking out about, you need to make money, you need to do this, you need to. Like, okay, I got you. I want to put you over there for a moment. Do you feel that once we achieve the spiritual side, be it through all the things that we're talking about right now, exercise, sound, and other things I know you're going to talk about, does your goal start to fall into place usually?
Well, and, you know, usually, but this is what I always distinguish. Your mind is telling you success, money, these make you happy. But people will accomplish those things and sometimes don't achieve happiness, right? So again, for each individual, I believe when you move through an experience, an emotion that your mind told you you couldn't handle, just can't deal with that. That addiction, that divorce, that speaking to that person because, they did this to me. So when a spirit does something that their mind told them, absolutely no, there's this resistance, there's this brick wall. A spirit wants to overcome all of that, to come to this greater connection and see that there's purpose in it all. There was purpose in losing money and gaining money. There was purpose in disconnection and reconnection. There was purpose in sickness and in health. There's greater appreciation. So I believe a spirit, unlike the mind, has plan, this deep-rooted plan. And when your mind steps back, you actually can move through some of those pretty big events in our lives. And that's what a spirit craves, is this growth, this evolution. Because let's face it, until you step into those shoes of wealth or poverty, sickness or health, all you're really doing is thinking you know what it's like. But when you live it, you release a lot of judgment. You start to really have more empathy, compassion. You're humble. You start to have a different view of others. Really, I believe that's what a spirit's goal is, to believe and see that there's beauty and love in every individual, to overcome all of that mind of good, bad, right, wrong. A spirit really looks for this evolution and experience and personal growth. And our mind can stop us. And when our mind is stopping us, we often kind of go into these, places of overthinking, panic, anxiety, phobias, hysteria, running, overthinking, impulsivity, right? And so again, if we could quiet things down and have more faith, believing in a positive outcome, kind of putting faith in myself, not controlling and blaming and pointing fingers at this is my plight due to this, that, and the other thing. So really to kind of center ourselves, go back to that, okay, I'm going to process my emotions. I'm going to move my body. I'm going to quiet my mind and have faith that my spirit knows there's purpose in all of this. So it's a beautiful scenario, but right now on Earth, we've been so stuck in our mind, in power comes from force. And we're saying, let's make the power come from gentle energy, peaceful energy, the law of attraction. When I'm feeling that peace, I can attract or I can repel. So I can attract abundance, but I can also repel easier those things that I want to move through or don't want to, deal with.
Well, on the repel side, I believe it's because you have a better sense of who you are, what you need, what you want, where your boundaries are, where your values are. So it's easy to say, oh, that doesn't support me. No, but that does. And all of what you're saying here is that couple of words, open mind, having open mind. That's what this sounds like. Because then when you have an open mind, you look at things in your life and you look at them in a different way. And that's not to say, for those who think this is woo and just kind of throwing it to the side for the minute, we're not talking about sunshine, lollipops, butterflies, unicorns. No, this is just looking at life in a different way. And I believe the pieces will fall into place once you're not stuck in that the mind. We're also more than ever social media, et cetera, we compare. And comparison steals joy, right?
Yeah. Well, and you know, we have a lot of doubt in ourselves because we look outside of self to others and, oh, they can do it better. Or, you know, they already got that success. How am I going to get there? So again, we have a lot of this internal low self-worth. And so again, my job for my whole secular career has always been, how do I get people to believe in themselves? And again, that's not a one-time task. It's an everyday and ongoing believing in self. And so it takes consistent practice sometimes to push away negativity and that I'm not good enough. Because again, it's not all about just blindly telling people they're great at this or not, you know, that rainbow kind of let's give more self-worth and just give everybody confidence by telling them they're all doing a great job. So again, we're more realistic in helping people actually create their life, which again means dealing with sadness and anger and all those emotions that are part of Earth, the worry, the projection, keep going into the past. And so we have this magnificent tool to help support clients. I worked with a scientist in California and he created this quantum resonance crystal bed. And I met with him, fascinating man. And he says, you know, the brain keeps repeating and we keep recreating the things that we say we don't want. We create again and again through repetitive thoughts, actions, beliefs. Mm-hmm. And so he said, let me tell you about this. You wear headphones and we sync the left and right side of the brain into perfect harmony. And this allows all those brain waves that are keeping us in those thought patterns, keeping us in lack, in sickness, and releasing those by quieting the brain down. He called it a dolphin brain. So individuals lay on this bed, they set the intention to release emotions, to create abundance, however that should look, mind, body, health, and they're laying on under 7 Vogel crystals that have the highest vibration to penetrate tension and stress in the body. So the entire body gets this higher vibration, which allows, we know our body regenerates, but now without those old thought patterns, without the frequency of distress in the body, we now have an elevated frequency. Every cell in the body using red light therapy, vibration, sound to now recreate a healthier regeneration, rejuvenation on a cellular level, but also by quieting the mind, individuals aren't recreating those patterns and thoughts of low self-worth, I'm not good enough, and those patterns. So we've had great success with helping individuals. The recommendation is 10 sessions on this quantum bed, and it rejuvenates. We've seen people repair from injuries, from depression, from addiction. But of course, they need new tools and information alongside any modality. And that's why we're really passionate about helping people on an ongoing, consistent basis have a plan in their life to regenerate and renew love and peace in their life. But fabulous tool. So grateful for this gentleman in California that created this beautiful modality for us to use and support people here.
Fantastic. I mean, if it was in the next room, I would take these headphones off, run to the next room and put them on in a second. Yeah. There's no downside in terms of why wouldn't you try this? And this is just one modality. It's just, this illustrates how this all works and how we
Right.
can, I don't want to say reprogram our mind, but look
Yeah.
at things in a different way, right?
And that's it. Open the mind, new perspectives, new actions, new information. That's why we're here in Middletown, New Jersey, to offer that information, those tools, support in a very non-judgmental way. We have friends opened a similar center in Hudson, Florida. So individuals who are down there in Hudson, Florida can find a crystal bed. And we're in the process of getting Pennsylvania, California, Arizona, and Texas up and running. So these same modalities will be available. People want to take a trip. People want to explore, meet with like-minded people. A very exciting time for us here at Infinite Healing.
I spoke with somebody I'm very close to last week, and they've dealt with anxiety, depression for most of their life, and revealed that they've been on three different medications. They went to the doctor recently because of they had these weird things going on, tremors and things like that, and was concerned. And the doctor said, "You know what that is? That's the side effects from these meds." And I said,
Right.
"Okay." And I suggested hypnotherapy to them a number of years ago. They did
Yeah,
three sessions and
absolutely.
said, "No, it doesn't work. It doesn't work for me." I know that they're not open to this,
Right.
and it was clear even in the conversation. And love them, fantastic. Want to help, but the words that I heard was, "Well, not none of that works. The meds have worked for 30 years. This is what's going to work, you know." And then also those phrases of, "I'm just, I'm a mess. This is the way my mind is." I'm not saying medication isn't a good option,
Right, never.
but there's a lot here that can reduce the medication and just give you a different view of things. But if you're not open-minded, you're not going to experience it. And, there's another phrase, embrace discomfort. Sometimes you have to go through a little bit to get to a good spot. I get it. A little bit. Sometimes you need to, right?
Right. Well, and that's, we created this center that we're not against medicine. We're not
Sure.
against, any of that because, but our findings, like you're stating, is it worked temporarily. Yes, 30 years may not seem temporary, but at one point, certain things may stop working. So individuals can use every tool here, every modality in conjunction with medication, doctors,
Sure.
surgery. Therapy, all of it. So you just have an added success. It will not interfere with any treatment, whether it's cancer, depression, anxiety, any of it. So what do you have to lose, right? So yes, it takes an open mind, but here there's no side effects. Sound, vibration, light, no side effects. And so to enhance your well-being, you really have nothing to lose. And motivation, we need to know what's the benefit. And there's a huge benefit here in quieting the mind, getting the body to do what it does know to do. And again, as your spirit inspires you with creativity and love and connection, greater health, a lot of those symptoms can be alleviated very
Sure.
naturally. But of course, we need individuals to work with their doctors if they need to decrease meds and things like that. But I'm very grateful that we have tools here that we can now work together. Eastern, Western medicine, holistic, work together. And that's how we're going to have healthy, happy, people here on earth.
You're using all wonderful tools, and many use them in different ways. That bed alone, we're taking sound, we're taking crystal, we're taking the vibration, all of that, and using it at once. And final thought here, my personal opinion. You said that we need to have a reason, a driver for this. Why am I going to
Right.
do all this stuff? I'm
Right.
living my life, it's all right, but it's not, something's missing. Peace and calm.
Yes.
Imagine if you had that, what you could do with that. Where you
Right.
weren't all like, "Oh my gosh, the world is spinning." Just like, "Oh, I got this. Oh, I'm going to power through that. I'm going to take care of that over there." That for me would be step one of the major benefit that comes from a lot of what you're talking about.
Absolutely. And that's really what we're here. You know, we don't live necessarily in a peaceful world. And that's what we're trying to create. Peace within families, homes, communities, filters out to mass consciousness in the world. So it's one person at a time. You do have the power. You know, sometimes we think, oh, what difference could I make? Absolutely. One person at a time. That's all we need. Peace and calming, one family, one community. Here we go.
Yep.
So that's our bigger goal here, Steve. And I'm so grateful that you allow me to share our wisdom and thoughts and modalities here for others to know that they even exist.
You're welcome anytime. Yeah. I lived it. I understand it. And everything you say truly resonates. And even what you said earlier about the mind and the spiritual connection, it's so big and so disconnected where we need to connect it again. And the comparison, I do it too. And it's like, well, look at that's going on over there. I should have a, you know, I should be doing that. But then tap the brakes, listen within, because within knows the answer. The mind, it's clouded by messages and comparison and all that. Colleen, what's the first step for somebody if they want to, you know, learn a little bit more, maybe work with you? Some of the programs you offer, certainly New Jersey, I think it was Florida with that bed. Whoa.
Right.
What's a starting point?
InfiniteHealingAndHealth.com. Again, all the information about the modalities, how to contact us, reach us, all present there, social media links, everything can be found there with information on our sister centers and, you know, our resources here, where we get our information and how we work with clients and our team of coaches that will support others with this as they explore and evolve in their own personal journey here on earth. So please, infinitehealingandhealth.com, visit us.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for today. And looking forward next time we get together. So insightful.
Great. Thanks, Steve. Take care. Thank you.
We'll be right back.
This is the Global Podcast Network, where executives and professionals connect, share, and inspire. Stay tuned for the conversations that drive success.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers.
Day-to-day simple tasks can become pretty daunting.
I have to carry my chair up 2 flights of steps or have somebody do it for me.
What scares me the most is just the falling.
When I'm struggling with my house, I think, you know, to have that one great barrier just knocked down, I mean, it's crucial.
Home for Our Troops is a wonderful nonprofit that builds a
mortgage-free, fully adaptive, handicap-accessible house.
And there's no catch.
It'll be our very first home that we've ever owned.
This is a game changer.
This is where your life begins again.
We need you to join us in completing this important mission. Please visit hfotusa.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Because of you, everything's going to be okay.